Welcome to the Matchmaker Matchmaker podcast, where we tackle the toughest questions about dating. We are your hosts, Aliza Ben Shalom
and Rabbi Yisroel Bernath. And without further ado, let's get to our question of the day.
Rabbi, question of the day, please.
In the jungle. Okay, sorry. Dear Aliza, how much do I need to know about someone before I can trust them enough to get married?
Okay, that was like a really big sigh. I don't know if you fully heard that, but okay. The whole root of everything here is trust. And the question was, how much do I need to know to trust somebody? And I can't give you an answer because I don't know you. Every person needs a different amount of information, a different amount of time to process things and to be comfortable. Some people need to see consistency over time. That for them builds trust. Some people need to hear things over time. That for them builds trust. Let's see if I can give you a minimum. If you're asking this question, it's probably going to take you at least 3 months to buy into somebody, is my guess, at minimum.
If they build trust with you.
If they build trust with you and they're doing the right behaviors and the right activities and things that are
vulnerable, if the relation the relationship develops, there's
right.
Let's talk about some of the elements of trust.
Dig in. I want to hear it.
The relationship developing, which means you don't just friend zone them. You're actually developing a relationship. You're talking. You're being vulnerable. You are allowing them to know you on a personal level. You are doing things that build trust. What are things, for example, that will build trust in an early relationship?
If you say you're going to call, you call. If you say you're going to show up, you show up. If you say
on
you're
going to
show up, yeah, I was going to say if you say you're going to show up at 9 o'clock, show up at 9 o'clock.
On time.
If you say that you're going to be somewhere or do something, or if you say something's important to you and then you go and do the opposite, mm-hmm. It's very hard to trust. You said that you wanted to go, I don't know, run that half marathon on Thursday and you were going to start training for it. And like, you didn't even do anything for the last 6 months. Why? Like, and then you kept talking about it as if you were going to do it. And then you don't even do it. Like, why are you saying things that you're not?
Oh, there's another big talker. Yeah.
Like, I don't trust you because you're not even reliable to yourself. You know, that's something very interesting because clients have talked about this, that it's not just about how you treat me or this or that or others. It's actually if I see you being trustworthy with yourself. For example, a classic example, you got a bag of chips. You put your hand in the bag, you take a bite of a chip, and you go, that's the last one. Mm-hmm. Unless that's the end of the bag, how many people that say that's the last one really mean that's the last one and they're not going to take another chip? Uh-huh. Right? So I'm not even.
I want it to be the last one, but I have no self-control.
Right. And that makes me not trustworthy to myself. And when I observe that about you, then I might lose trust in you. It's a very interesting thing. Oof, this topic is so heavy. What do you have to say, Rabbi?
The peer-reviewed data on it is that trust takes a long time in general, and that there's going to be different stages of trust in the relationship. So okay. in the initial courtship, there's only so much you can trust a person. Mm-hmm. Living with a person, you have a certain level of trust for them in a different way. Being engaged or married to someone enters a different level of trust. Mm-hmm. The studies that I've seen have said that trust, real true trust in a relationship takes years. Some of the studies have said 3 years, 4 years, 7 years.
Can I assume that you're not advocating A, that they should live with each other because you're a rabbi, and B, that they shouldn't be dating for 3 to 4 years? Can I assume that
Well, actually, the data shows that you can be dating for 3 and 4 years, but your trust level will not grow.
Oh, interesting. Why?
The trust level grows with the level of commitment to the relationship.
So the marriage, the commitment to the relationship grows the trust.
I know that a lot of people say, oh, the chuppah, the marriage ceremony means nothing.
Right.
Well, it means something for trust. It means that I chose you and you chose me.
And I said no to everybody else.
That changes the trust. Hmm. It's not fleeting.
Yeah, kind of like
you can't just walk out on me
one sign day. Stamped and sealed like that. Right. I'm going to trust you. You're going to trust me. And we're going to build something together because I'm not just doing this with me for me. Now I'm always having to take you into account too, because it's not just me anymore.
That's right. Wow. And just the opposite side of it is, for example, I don't know where it is in other places, but here in Quebec, if you file for divorce, heaven forbid, but if someone needs that, you have to wait a year.
Wow.
To wait a year before it's final. And so people know that. So that signing those papers and getting married here is a very big deal. That's a level of trust.
That's really fascinating. That's really good. I kind of like that also because I've seen so many couples get back together even after they've gotten divorced. And then I've seen couples get remarried. And
well, here, they actually have data here about people filing for divorces. I don't know what it is offhand, but there is some stat. Huh. People filing for divorces and then not going through with it. Because over the year, they were able to work it out.
Oh, wow. Wow. This trust thing is like, it's at a core level. Is it Maslow's hierarchy? There's like 5-7 levels, right? And then safety, security, trust is like, you know, we have like our physical needs in this world. And then like the next level up is literally trust, safety, well, security. Isn't that in that?
The reason why it's so core, I don't remember Maslow's hierarchy offhand, but the reason why it's so core to relationship is because relationships cannot thrive without it.
I'm assuming also, like you said, there is a level of trust, meaning it will grow over time. Maybe it can shrink over time, then it can grow more, just like love, right? We have love that can grow more over time. We can feel less of it, but there's like a waxing and a waning, but that we're always trending upwards, that there's always a growth chart to it.
And there's often people who the relationship needs the next level. I call it dating to death, right? Where you date it and then the relationship kind of fizzles away because you got to a point where your trust, okay, I got it. And now what's next?
Yeah.
And that's trust. Trust creates that where we're so comfortable with each other that now we need to grow the relationship and it needs to go to the next level.
This is such a core foundational question and such a core foundational issue. So what is your advice just on time period, on how long, like we're not waiting 3 to 4 years to do this. We're going to probably get engaged, get married and sooner. So what level of trust do we have to get to or how comfortable or how quickly, like what, can you flesh that out for a dater?
I think a lot of different people need different levels of trust. If you're somebody who is a more secure person within yourself, maybe you'll need less time. If you're less secure within yourself, maybe you'll need more time. If you're, if you're someone who generally is a not trusting person, it's going to take you a little longer.
Right. And I'm assuming if anybody has trauma around trust or somebody who's broken their trust, at least double the timeline, whatever it normally feels like it would or should take, that it will probably take at least twice.
I would even say you may have to triple it.
Wow.
It's just a reality. It's a reality and it's okay. And you know what? You can also say that to your person.
That's helpful to
know.
You
say, like,
It takes me longer to trust. Right. And it's not you. It's not you. It's me. But it's not you. It's really me. Here's my history. Right. Here's what's going on. And this is why it takes me longer.
Yeah.
Oh, this is, I'm feeling like very heavy. I feel like I need to read a book on trust. So I'm going to give a blessing to the person who wrote this question in and to say, this listener, thank you so much for writing to us. Give you a blessing that you should begin to see and feel the signs of trusting somebody. As your relationship grows, so should that trust grow. And in the right time, at your comfort level, you should be able to move towards the chuppah.
Thanks so much for being here and joining us on this fantastic journey through relationships. If there's any questions that you have for us, we want to hear them. We love your questions. We love your feedback.
Thanks so much for being with us. And as always, may you find somebody wonderful. And when you do, message us.